Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo!
Yeah!
Partying, yeah!
Partying, yeah!
Yeah! Fun. I know it's going to be a good weekend because you know what I saw this morning?
Your own shadow?
No, I would have been scared and I would have hid just like that rodent. I saw a truck that had two jet skis it was hauling.
Oh.
And I was like, well, that's a bold move. Do you think they're like, and it's 5 a.m., right? Like, I know it's going to like high of 60 or something today.
Yeah, but who goes jet skiing at 5 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, but I thought maybe like they're going to work and they're like, I'm just going to load up the jet skis and maybe I'll just take off a little early today and go down to the res.
a little late February jet skiing just for giggles.
It's got to be inspired by the weather, right?
Well, why not?
Just grab the jet skis and not one jet ski. No, sir. Two. So there's more than one person doing it.
Can you, if you only have one jet ski, are you really jet skiing?
True. I mean, what are you doing?
Exactly.
Just going on a little cruise?
Yeah. Nobody wants to jet ski by themselves.
No, that's Lake Patrol.
Yeah.
That's them. No. You're out there to tear it up and have fun. You need two jet skis minimum. Lord.
Oh, yeah. I have no interest in late February jet skiing, but good for you if that's your... That's your jam.
If that was the goal today, good for you, guy I saw driving around at 5 a.m. with two jet skis.
I appreciate your enthusiasm.
Yeah, yeah.
Your optimism.
Get her done on a Friday.
Hey, why not?
Yeah, yeah. Call it an early day.
Yeah, you know.
So says the Morning Scramble.
It's been a lovely week.
It has. Also, I think this is in Iowa news. There is a... teaming up of DiGiorno Pizza and Hidden Valley Ranch to create two ranch-flavored frozen pizzas.
No.
Yeah. So they've got a spicy rancheroni thin crust pizza and the chicken bacon ranch stuffed crust pizza. Which I feel like a chicken bacon ranch is something that you can kind of get. I just don't know that I've seen it frozen before.
No, I've heard of it, I suppose. But what's the other one?
Spicy rancheroni.
So is it pepperoni with ranch on it?
Is it, or is there ranch seasoning in the pepperoni? You got me at rancheroni. I don't know what rancheroni means.
Yeah.
A little mysterious.
It's disturbing.
Both are hitting shelves sometime this spring. However, it led to a poll. Would you eat the whole thing? If it came down to it, could you, how many slices of pizza do you do in one sitting? And I say for frozen pizza, that's personal. Because that what I do in the privacy of my own home is different than what I would do at a restaurant.
Oh, absolutely. There is zero question about that.
Because a frozen pizza, I also don't feel like it has as much stuff.
No.
Like if you go out to eat and you order a pizza, there's a little bit more to it.
Yeah. There's more crust, more toppings.
Yeah.
More cheese. All of it. All of it.
It's probably a bigger pizza too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally.
Frozen pizzas are individual serve, are they not? No?
Yes.
No?
Yes.
Thank you. Back me up on this.
Hell yes, they are.
Or at least half. I could do half. No problem.
Oh, God. Half is a snack.
It's yes, right?
Yes.
Easy. Yeah. Thank you. We're normal. We're normal, by the way.
Yes. Because, that's the fact that there's anybody who says, there's supposed to be pizza left after a frozen pizza. You're just showing off.
Why would you want leftovers of frozen pizza?
Yeah.
It wasn't that great to begin with.
Yeah, it does. It's not like regular pizza that's good cold or you can warm it up in the air fryer.
No.
Frozen, you got one shot with that.
You don't want to go to that well again.
No.
It's one and done, friends.
No.
One and done.
Not even a little bit.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Excited for the weekend, of course. Looking forward to the weekend, of course. It's a lot of, you know, free time. And I have a girls' weekend. My husband's going to be out of town. It's just me and my two girls. And I was like, yay, okay. What are some, like, fun things we could do? And I was like, oh, I already know. We're going to do, like, pizza and movie night, right?
Sure.
Thrown for a loop. Because we suddenly are once again without internet for the entire weekend.
What?
No one's coming until Sunday. So I don't know why this is so hard. And I was like,
you need to move.
I know. Something is wrong with the box. Seriously.
That, no, no.
You need to move.
No.
I know. We are one block away from having an additional provider in our neighborhood. One block.
One block.
One block.
Yikes. That is, yeah, no bueno.
In the meantime, I'm like, okay, plan B. What are some other things? I was like, well, I could teach my youngest, Cora. She's very interested in learning how to crochet.
That's
very old timey.
Yes.
And I don't know that I remember. And I was like,
that seems like a prerequisite.
Do you know how to crochet?
Yeah.
No, I tried to learn during the pandemic. That was my craft project of choice. Like, I'm going to take on this project. And I tried to teach myself crochet. Turns out I can only make triangles, but at least I would get her to start.
Yeah, well, she can make all the triangles she wants.
Yes. If I was thinking it'd be helpful to have a little backup, I'd have to have some videos and I would need internet for videos. So I'm like, okay, maybe not crochet. But then I was like, oh, cooking. We could just, you know, look up fun. I don't realize how reliant I am on the internet. Cause then I was like, oh, I'll just look up some recipes.
Nope.
I'm going to have to like get out books.
Yeah. You're going to have to do it here.
Yes.
You're going to have to do it here. You're going to have to show prep your weekend is what you're going to have to do.
I know.
It's the only way you're going to get anything done.
Like, we're going to have to go back to like milking cows and candle making at my house this weekend. I don't know what else.
You're going to give them a hoop and a stick and tell them to roll it down the street.
This is a paddle ball. Go nuts, kids.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just the idea of not having the internet at home just gives me hives.
I'm the entertainer now.
Yeah, you are. That's
going to think outside of the box.
Yeah, and a teenager and a preteen, you are. And you're the entertainment? What could possibly go wrong?
And they think I'm very cool.
Yeah, well, duh.
Obviously.
I mean, obviously. Oh, my God.
So
yeah.
We'll see what we get up to.
You may need to go to the video store.
Maybe. Do they still have them?
No, are all the red boxes gone?
I don't think they're
unplugged.
Them down.
As I say, oh, geez. You could be in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could be in trouble.
I could go to the old movie cabinet. Hey, have you ever seen Bridget Jones?
Because they're going to be super excited about Bridget Jones.
Would you guys like to watch Pride and Prejudice?
Oh,
I think I have.
It's a screamer. You're going to love it.
I only have romantic comedies.
Oh, Lord. So that's going to be super fun for you.
Yeah. It's going to be great.
Absolutely. Yesterday afternoon, I found myself at home early because, you know, as
you should,
you know, I'm here with you by five. And then I do not stay as long as I normally do.
Not your regular hours this
week.
You
know, that's just crazy talk.
No.
And so I'm sitting at home and I look down and all of a sudden I'm like, God, somebody had recommended a show for me to binge. So I was checking it out and I looked and I felt like I had been watching it for ages. And I looked down and it's like 3 o'clock and I'm like, whoa, I could totally get used to this. I'm like, should I change my schedule? Should I like work 5 to 2? Maybe I should tell my our CEO Julie that I'm just going to start working early.
I've got a new idea.
All of a sudden, I'm like, this is amazing. And then about 5:30, I cannot keep my eyes open. I'm starting to doze off, and I'm like, oh, now I remember why I don't want to do this.
You're scary. Yeah, you're scaring yourself.
It sounded great until the part where, you know, normal people are coming home, and I'm like, kill me now. So
it took till Friday, but we got you.
Yes.
We got you.
Yeah, I'd been hanging in there pretty strong this week, and then all of a sudden, when it hit hard.
Well, thank you for being here this week, and sorry for destroying your sleep schedule.
That's all right. I may start my weekend in bed early today, and gives me something to do. Or not do, I suppose, depending on how you want to look at it.
To things to not do.
Cedar Rapids Fire Department investigating what caused a house fire on the southwest side last night. No one was home when the house in the 2300 block of 18th Street Southwest caught fire just before midnight. The house suffered extensive damage in the fire. Full day preschool at the Cedar Rapids Community School District will look different this fall. Parents have been able to send their kids to all day or half day preschool for free thanks to COVID relief funding. But with those funds drying up, full-day preschool will cost $325 a month this fall. Officials say the fee makes preschool more equitable for all families, and the district hopes they can get that funding back to make it free again. Half-day preschool will remain free. An $81 million modernization of the Iowa Memorial Union is the latest project to be put on hold because of President Trump's executive orders affecting federal funding. The Iowa Board of Regents say the project isn't immediately necessary, and the unprecedented uncertainty about funding led to the rejection of the plan, at least for now.
Okay.
Iowa City officials are projecting a $2.8 million deficit for the next fiscal year, which begins in July. City Manager Jeff Fruen says no increase to the city's property tax levy, a loss in property tax revenue, and only a small increase in fees for city services makes balancing the city's budget difficult. Maple syrup season gets underway this week at the Indian Creek Nature Center.
Yes!
Volunteers and staff are collecting tree sap and starting the process of boiling down into syrup. The center's maple syruping programs are open to the public throughout March before the 42nd annual Maple Syrup Festival wraps up the syrup season at the end of the month.
Such a delicious season.
Yes.
So good.
They've been doing this for, I didn't realize they had been doing it for 42 years. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
The syrup is chef's kiss.
Yes. What's got us feeling all right this morning? Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has declared today a statewide day of kindness as Iowans are urged to find ways to be intentional with acts that will make someone's day or at least make them smile. Day started as a Des Moines event 5 years ago and quickly went viral, taking coffee to first responders, donating socks to the needy, or just sending an appreciative text to a friend are just some of the ideas.
That's nice.
Yeah. Organizers say that studies show kindness benefits not only the recipient, but also the giver, which causes ripple effects that stretch far and wide. So, yeah, I mean, that's nice, right?
That's a lovely idea.
A day of kindness.
And we've done this before.
Yeah. Apparently.
This is not first time I'm hearing of it.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's just because you're not the kindest
person. I am not kind.
Super unkind, you.
Due to my cold black heart. That's why.
That's why. Maybe I heard of it, but I just didn't penetrate my eye shield.
Choose not to celebrate.
Nope. That's what's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Okay, we've got some disturbing new details concerning the death of Gene Hackman, his wife, and their dog. Santa Fe detective told TMZ that Betsy was found lying on her right side in the bathroom with a black space heater near her head. Police think that the heater might have fallen off the counter, possibly when she fell, if she fell. There was also an open prescription bottle on the countertop with pills scattered about. So not sure what that part was. And the really disturbing stuff is that her, it had been a couple weeks before they were found, and the body was starting to decompose. No.
Oh, I didn't catch that. Yeah. I had heard about the pills and the space heater, but I hadn't heard that there had been that much time.
They said that it was part mummification.
Oh my goodness.
At that point. Like, it's been some serious
time. Oh, those poor people.
Time. Gene Hackman was found in the mudroom off the kitchen, and police think that he might have suddenly fallen because his glasses seemed to have been thrown off his body. He was wearing sunglasses. He was fully clothed. His body was in similar condition to his wife's, though.
Oh, no.
I know. They also had the dog that passed away, which was a German Shepherd, found in a closet near the bathroom. I'm not sure what that is all about, but there were two other dogs that were totally fine on the property. Maintenance workers found Gene and Betsy. They were concerned because they hadn't seen him in like 2 weeks.
Oh.
Police found the front door was ajar. There was no signs of forced entry. The speculation is that, you know, carbon monoxide poisoning, but they didn't find any obvious signs of a gas leak. So at this point, the police really don't know what happened, how either one died.
Yeah. So probably it won't be anything until the autopsy.
Yeah. Yeah. So kind of waiting. They didn't see any evidence of any blunt force trauma, so no objects that would suggest that either had been attacked, anything like that. So yeah,
this is crazy.
Waiting to see what those autopsy results.
Oh my goodness.
Those determine.
Poor people.
But it kind of reminds me of the remember when Bob Saget passed away at that hotel bathroom?
Oh yeah.
And it's like, oh, he hit his head just right. And it took a while.
It took a while for them to figure that out. Yeah.
I don't know if like one of them fell and the other one was going to try to help the other one. And then they fell. Like, what a scary.
Yeah. It would be interesting to know how close he was to where she was.
Yeah.
But still, yeah, that's what a horrible, horrible situation.
Awful. In better news, Katy Perry made an announcement yesterday. She's going to space.
Of course she is.
Aboard an all-female crew, aboard one of Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin space flights. She's going to be joined by Gail King from CBS Mornings.
Because of course she is.
Because why not send Gail?
Yeah.
Where would you be without a Oprah's bestie?
That's right.
Bezos' fiance, Lauren Sanchez, is also going to join them. It was actually her idea to have an all-female crew. They're going to be joined by an aerospace engineer, a civil rights activist, and a filmmaker.
Hmm. And then Katy Perry.
And Katy Perry.
Because why not?
It's scheduled tentatively for launch this spring, but I know like Pete Davidson was supposed to do this too, didn't end up doing it, but it was like weather delayed things and then just kind of never happened. So we'll see if it actually gets off the ground.
On the other hand, Katy Perry is a hoot.
So
if you're going to need somebody to entertain you while you're in space, she would not be bad.
And remember, this is like a 10-minute, she said that she had debated it in the past. Like, maybe would this be a cool thing to do? No, I don't know. But it's like, it's 10 minutes. You go up, you come down, it's quick.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Go for it. What do you have to lose? This is the mystery here in Z's Sleaze. What the heck is going on with Bob Dylan? He's new to social media. I will give him that. Maybe he's confused on how to use it. Because this week, he posted a video of Machine Gun Kelly rapping at an Orlando record store back in 2016.
Is there any reason for
that? No caption, so we have no explanation. Therein lies the mystery. Oh. People are scratching their heads, including Machine MGK. Gun Kelly. He saw it, and his response is, what the hell say heck? This was not on my 2025 bingo card.
No. No.
It's baffling. He's like, it's cool that it just happened, but I'm like, just like the originator of doing everything the opposite of people want him to do, randomly posting a video of me back in the day at a vinyl shop, just like, what? Trust the signs, man. That was cool. I'm so grateful. It's so random.
Is Bob Dylan MGK fan? He's Team MGK.
Absolutely.
You know, the ex.
Megan Fox?
Yeah, he's not Team Megan.
No.
He's MGK.
No, want to show his support for him? MGK. That's exactly what he's doing.
Yeah.
He's here for you.
Rough time. And what? Bob's there for him.
Yeah. Yeah. He sees you. He sees you. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Nerd news. Hi, a top radio knob at some sort of elevation. All the nerdy stuff. I bring you my own version of nerd news.
Let's go.
I've got a lot to tell you about space.
Okay.
Tonight is a big night. Tonight is the Parade of Planets.
Ooh.
Yes.
This sounds fancy.
Seven planets will be visible in the sky tonight. Experts say the best time to look is right around dusk. You might only see four or five, but we've got Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. All kind of lining up in a row. Saturn's pretty close to the sun right now, so you might need a telescope or some binoculars. Also, Uranus and Neptune are just really tiny and like far away, so that's going to be a little bit more difficult to see. So you might need a little assistance to see them, maybe not with the naked eye. But they're calling it a parade because they're all completely in a line. And that is very rare, something we're not going to see again until 2040.
Oh, wow.
So
yeah, that is super rare.
If you don't have any cable or internet, you can enjoy a parade.
And you can borrow a telescope.
Celestial parade in the sky.
Come on, kids. Let's go look at the sky.
And in a nerd news follow-up, NASA has some new details on a city killer asteroid that was maybe going to hit Earth.
Oh, right.
After 2 months of observations, they have officially declared Earth safe.
All right.
Yes. Earth is safe from 2024 YR4. Its probability is like 0.0017% of hitting. So it's probably just going to fly by. However, there is a slim chance that it could hit the moon.
Oh, well. Yeah, nobody's living there. We're good. What's the worst that could happen?
Tides? I don't know.
You're science, girl. You're supposed to know.
I think it's going to mess up tides. I'm pretty sure something bad's going to happen. But it's only a 1.7% chance of hitting the moon.
Okay. Well, so, then we should be good.
Hopefully. Everybody just suck it in. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how it'll work. Yeah. Good luck. Daydreams. According to a new comprehensive study, there are three contributing factors to whether or not you can remember your dreams.
Okay.
First of all, do you have a positive dream attitude?
What?
Like your general attitude toward dreaming. If you see dreams as something that could be meaningful to you, you'll probably remember them. You're more likely to remember them because they're important.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Their typical sleep patterns. This is a scientific one. People who typically have longer periods of lighter sleep with less deep sleep are better at remembering their dreams.
Also kind of makes sense because you're waking up. Like, yeah, you're waking up.
Oh, that was so weird that I just dreamt that. And right. I remember dreaming that. And number three, a tendency to let your mind wander during waking hours. If you regularly catch yourself daydreaming or even just spontaneous thoughts throughout the day, like a wild imagination, you're probably more likely to remember your dreams overnight.
Okay. I suppose that there's something to all. Those all kind of make sense.
Kind of.
Well, yeah.
They also found that for whatever reason, they did this study. It was like a sleep study on people. And they found that younger people are better at remembering the specifics of dream. Older people are more likely to have white dreams where you definitely don't remember the dream and anything about it, but you know that you had one, but it's like, it's something.
Yeah. That's pretty much me.
Yes.
That's what I do.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't remember anything.
This makes total sense. Cause I feel like I used to have these very vivid dreams and now I like, something happened. I definitely did.
Yeah. Yeah. Every once in a while, like if I wake up in the middle of one, I might remember, but for the most part, I never remember.
Yeah.
Ever.
Whatever happened.
Yeah.
And it fluctuates seasonally. This I did not know. You'll remember fewer of your dreams in the winter months compared to the spring and fall.
Really?
I wonder if that has anything to do with like hibernation.
Oh, yeah. Well, the lack of light.
Maybe.
You know, because that's why people are more depressed during the winter than they are the rest of the year.
There's still a lot of mystery, but that's the findings on dreams.
Wow.
Interesting. And finally, in nerd news, the scent of a mummy.
Oh, de mummy.
Oh, de mummy. Researchers who work with the Egyptian mummies, the remains, say that actually, while you see films and books and all these like terrible smells coming from the sarcophagus, you'd be surprised that they smell pretty good.
Yes, I would be. Yes, I would.
It's a bunch of dead bodies. What are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
They actually have a pleasantness to them. They describe the scent of mummies as woody, spicy, and sweet.
Just like myself.
It's like a weird cologne.
Yeah, that is bizarre. I would never... I guess I can see, they smell like these things. I still can't believe that they smell good.
No.
When they say pleasant, that's where they lose me.
The fact that it's a pleasant scent. Sometimes they'll get floral notes detected, which could be from like pine and juniper resins that were used in the embalming process back in the day.
You're sure you're not reading something about a wine?
It does sound like wine.
Yeah.
Sounds fantastic.
It does.
Egyptian wine.
Spicy and woody and floral notes.
So in the mummification process, they use a bunch of oils and waxes and balms to preserve the body for its afterlife. And it was for a lot of the nobility. So it was like, whatever, there's no limit to how much of this good smelly stuff that we can use. Let's use it all. This is a king. This is a pharaoh.
Wow.
Yeah. So they would use a lot of that stuff, and apparently some of those nice scents linger.
Well, good to know. If there's one thing, you know, if you're gonna be in a sarcophagus for a couple thousand years, you don't really want to be worried about your body odor. So I suppose that's probably a good thing.
I would hate to have those mummies be self-conscious.
That would be the worst thing ever.
Don't worry, you guys. You smell good. You smell good.
Come back to these exact coordinates next week, nerds, for Nerd News on Z102.9.
Okay, this is so cool because coming up on Monday, March 17th, we've got a big celebration in downtown Cedar Rapids, the 50th annual Sapadapasoe Parade.
How cool is that? That, you know, 50 years of this parade, that is amazing. Because there are a lot of cities that don't have any parade.
I know.
Let alone 50 of them.
And this one started as an idea on a bar napkin. That's cool.
Which is where the best ideas come from, let's be honest.
Absolutely.
But still.
Absolutely. And it still pays a tribute to its roots. It's one of the coolest traditions in Cedar Rapids. And to have a big, nice, round number like 50 in front of it, you know it's a big deal.
Yeah. It's amazing.
So we're getting ready to maybe expand our minds a little bit and thinking outside of the box in terms of what we want the Z102.9 entry in the 50th annual Sapadapasoe Parade to be.
It's a big number, so we can't just phone it in.
No. We've done some gimmicks before, like let's put the band on a flatbed. Let's, you know, have our own float. Let's just have the band. And this time, we think we need to pull out all the stops. We need a float. We need the Z102.9 fleet. We need a full Z102.9 marching band. And that, friends, is where we need a little bit of help.
Yep. If you are a musician, a marching band, it doesn't even have to be a traditional marching band instrument. If you can just play something and walk while you're doing it, we would love to have you. And it's super easy to join up.
Yeah, we already shout out to Kelly for providing some proof that she is qualified to be in a marching band.
Yeah, apparently she thought we needed proof. We don't, by the way. You can just say I'm in, and we're going to take your word for it.
No pictures required, but thank you, Kelly, for the throwback photo of the high school marching band days. If you still have an instrument from your high school marching band days, if you are a pro, you know how to play and walk at the same time, That's exactly the kind of the caliber of musician we're looking for.
That's right. And by the way, we're not saying you don't have to march.
No.
You just have to, you, if you can just walk,
yeah,
you're fine.
If you've got an electric guitar, but the amp's on wheels, I'm open
cool.
to it. I'm open to the experience.
Yeah, if your dog can drag it behind like a wagon.
Yeah. I'd like to see that.
Yeah, I would too.
We just need to know that you'd be interested. We're going to meet an hour before the parade steps off at 1 o'clock. So we'll meet downtown Cedar Rapids about noon during the regular parade route. We will set up, we'll practice our song a couple of times. We're going to keep it real simple. We can send you the music ahead of time, but we need to know that you're interested in joining us. So just let us know by emailing us.
Yep. All you got to do is shoot us a note. Scramble@KZIA.com. That is scramble@KZIA.com. And you can join us St. Patrick's Day. And it is, the parade is on St. Patrick's Day this year.
On the day. And yep. You know what? Maybe just take the afternoon and celebrate yourself.
Heck yeah.
Woo!
Marching, green beer, cabbage. Maybe yep. Not cabbage because that stuff's gross.
Optional.
All right.
Optional cabbage.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric. Your friends and neighbors, Z102.9.
Let's let it fly, can we? Gotta clean up all this useless information that I've been hanging on to throughout the past week. Just a bunch of stuff. Can you spin the wheel? Let me see what number it lands on, and I will give you a little fact.
All right, let's see what we got.
Good spin, sir. Good spin.
Been working out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It shows.
It's buff.
My goodness.
All right, we have number 12.
Number 12. The Guinness World Record for the most keys removed from a key ring by a parrot. Any guesses?
One?
No. For me, I have to get like a coin or something to get those key rings,
yeah.
Right? A parrot can do 22 keys in 2 minutes.
That's impressive.
I'm very impressed. I got to get me a parrot.
Yeah, I'm not sure I could do that, let alone a parrot.
No, I was trying to move a key from one ring to the next. It is hard.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I always like a nail file and shove it in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. 22?
22 in 2 minutes.
That is insane.
It would have taken me the full two to do one.
I got
to
be honest. I want to see the parrot do it.
I do too.
I'm not sure I'm buying.
Is there video?
Yeah. Didn't happen otherwise.
Give her another spin.
Mm-hmm.
This one's freaking me out. I can't look at it.
How about five?
Five. Shout out to the state of Michigan.
What, what?
The home of kitty litter. Kitty litter was invented in Michigan in 1947. Before that, people just used soil or ashes.
I think the people of Michigan can be proud on that one.
Yeah.
That's a definite step up.
Go ahead. Humble brag your way through that.
Yeah.
Michigan.
Yeah.
You got something to write home about.
Yeah. You want boxes of dirt in your closet?
I don't think so.
No, no, no.
Give me some fresh step kitty litter, please.
That's right. Let's go. All right. Here we go.
Another spin.
Oh, geez.
You could probably.
I'm tired.
A little pathetic. But that's okay. That's okay. Fun fact.
Yes.
The founder of Jersey Mike's Subs.
Is not named Mike?
Not named Mike. His name is not Mike.
Oh my God.
His name is Peter.
Is he even from Jersey?
He did work at a sub shop in New Jersey. The sub shop was called Mike's Subs in New Jersey. And when he was in high school, he was like, he got through school. That was his after school job, and then he's like, I'm gonna buy this shop and I'm gonna franchise it.
Wow.
And he did, and that happened, and that's it.
Huh, good for him.
Yeah, way to go, Peter / Mike.
I don't know, I think
Jersey Pete. Why'd you change it? You could have changed it to Jersey Pete.
Yeah, that's got a ring to it.
Although it doesn't sound as authentic as Jersey Mike.
Apparently not. Look at that.
An extra.
Daily double.
Okay. Doubling up on that one would be Buzz Aldrin, the first man to walk on the moon.
You bet.
He was not.
Second. Yeah.
He was the second. But claim to fame, he was the first person to pee on the moon.
Well.
Yes. Yes.
I think that's really more of an accomplishment if you think about it.
Yeah, bragging rights. There was a special bag in the suit. like while they were on the moon. So like if you had to go, you can, and it'll go into this bag. Like, don't worry about it.
So I didn't have to worry about a space zipper?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So you didn't have to worry about the space zipper. But unfortunately for Buzz.
Oh, no.
You know, he let loose and the bag turns out had broken.
Oh!
So the liquid all just collected in his boot.
So he had a space boot full of space pee?
Yeah, sloshy space pee boot. That is so gross.
Oh, God.
You were second and your boots were full of urine.
You know, usually attaching the word space to anything makes it sound cooler. Space pee does not have the same ring to it.
It doesn't work.
It's still pretty bad.
I am so sorry, Buzz. It just doesn't work.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble Podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.